Welcome to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Labette County Sheriff Darren Isinger. Tell us one of the projects that the Parsons Police Department and Labette County Sheriff's Department are collaborating on.
The sheriff and I think we're both taken aback that there had not already been a sexual assault response team created for our region. And so that was one of the deficiencies that he and I noticed, and we put our heads together, and we're going to be reaching out to some other helping agencies to create a sexual assault response team with specially trained detectives and victim advocates and support staff so that we can make that process as effective as possible for law enforcement, but yet also taking into consideration the unique impact that a victim goes through. And we want to make sure that we're protecting victims and not re-victimizing them as we are developing a criminal case against an abuser. I think as we put the team together, it is going to be a multidisciplinary team. So it's not just enforcement, it's not just medical professionals, but also counselors, helping agencies, victim advocates to be working with the county attorney's office as those cases move through the criminal justice system. It really is designed to be very sensitive to the needs of the victim, but to also ensure that we have a prosecution to get a perpetrator off our streets.
I was thinking the closest safe houses are over in the Pittsburgh area. I guess they're sometimes a secret, and you're not supposed to know where those are.
And the safe houses are designed that way. They will come to the law enforcement and pick them up and take them to the safe house. We don't even know where they are going or where the safe house is.
Yeah. We've been hearing an awfully lot lately about human trafficking, and I don't think I really understood what that meant.
We had one case in Labette County, and they took an individual across the state lines, and when they did that and had sex with them, then it becomes into the human trafficking.
And a lot of these cases really involve young kids who are at risk anyway. They could be runaways, they could be in crisis at their home, they've been abused in their current situation, and unfortunately, lots of times they flee right into the arms of a waiting perpetrator. Whether they then end up being abused again, or whether they end up getting into the sex for sale end of the crime world, it's all bad. It deals a lot with community trying to make sure that it has a safety net for all kinds of people.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Labette County Sheriff Darren Isinger.